Let's bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And hello, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. And that's what it is right now. If we draw a line from Pittsfield due south, right on the Connecticut-New York border, it is a mix. You go just to the west into Connecticut, it's rain and a little sleet. You go to the west and it's mainly snow. Now that snow has worked southward down the Hudson Valley. And as I look out my window right now, the rain here in the lower Hudson Valley has started to mix with wet snow here. This is all because of this explosive storm that is east of Atlantic City and south of Long Island. And the buoy south of Fire Island is reporting the lowest pressure right now of 29.09, and it's just falling rapidly.
And we have, it's mostly snow mixed in with a little rain now.
Right. And it, you know, this may just go back and forth for a while, especially this morning. The key here is what happens to the storm when it gets to near Block Island, which should be about 1 o'clock this afternoon. If it continues to do its circle, we will just see basically wet snow mixed with a little bit of rain. If it stalls there, we could begin to get heavy, heavy wet snow, just like they'll be getting in the Catskills and the Berkshires, where they'll get over a foot. Right now, I'm thinking for northwest Connecticut and points just south and east, 2 to 4 inches before this all comes to a close this evening. And highs, well, will be in the mid-30s today, low-30s tonight, and then tomorrow, a rain or snow shower. Otherwise, just clouds and wind in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy, 40 to 45 Sunday. Monday, partly cloudy, mid-40s. Storm that's hitting California will approach us late Tuesday into Wednesday with more wintry precip.
All right, so we're not really out of the woods yet until we find out what that storm's going to do.
That is correct. This could do anything because the indication right now, if you were to look at the radar, you are looking at rain coming in off the Atlantic and hitting Portland, Maine. And then that rain changes to snow and moves across the green and white mountains of Vermont, New Hampshire. And then the precipitation over Albany and Glens Falls is moving from east to west. But then all of a sudden, it changes direction. And for instance, Binghamton right now, the snow is moving from north to south. Over the Poconos, the snow is moving from northwest to southeast. That indicates the upper low and the rotation around it. So it is capturing the surface low, and that's where we could be in trouble, because if this upper low gets a little sluggish and the surface low stalls, we could all be in trouble as we get into this afternoon.
All right. And I would be willing to bet you that this will get more snow out of this. I mean, this will be like one of the big wrap-up storms for us for the winter.
Well,
I've always felt that all along. March always brings that one big one.
Well, you know, Sharon itself,
yeah.
I think you're right on the borderline.
Yeah.
But as you go north and west, like, say, Ulster, it wouldn't surprise me if they get 30 inches.
Okay.
Right. But I think that's the way it's going to work because, first of all, we're dealing with elevation, and we are dealing with this moisture moving in from off the ocean and having to go up the mountains, and boom, it rings it all out. So I think those places could wind up with, pretty historic amounts of snow.
All right. Well, we'll just have to keep our eye on it here. That much you can do.
Yeah. You did have me. You did have me get a little chuckle this morning. Marshall could always give me a little chuckle. I'm in the weather center at 2 a.m. and I saw about 8:30 last night. Marshall sent me an email, said, "Any evening update?" I said, "Boy, Marshall's a joke." So, what do you think I was doing at 8:30 last night?
You were drinking heavily, I hope.
I was sleeping. I said I better get to sleep because I got to get up real, real early.
You missed my email earlier then that I sent you.
Oh, I did.
I sent you an email. A friend of mine sent me the forecast, the radar forecast, the NAM outlook for today.
Yeah, Right.
And I sent you an email saying, tell me this NAM outlook is wrong.
Oh, yeah. The NAM was extremely, extremely plentiful for you guys. In fact, yesterday afternoon, late yesterday afternoon, the NAM was printing out 19 inches for Northwest Connecticut.
That's what I saw that. That's what I sent you. I said, please tell me this is wrong.
Well, 19 inches for you guys, and I think I saw like a 32, just west of Albany.
Well, we'll see what happens today. I mean, it's gonna precipitate for what, the next 10 hours?
You said 10 hours, a little more than that.
All right.
Because it's 7 o'clock now. Huh. It will precipitate at least for the next 12 to 15 hours. So there's a lot going on, and we have to watch the storm, folks. And by all means, this is just the start of it. It's certainly not the end. And I'm sure I'll be tweaking and updating the forecast as we go through the morning. So, yep, stick with us. And what was my old slogan? When weather breaks out, we break in.
There you go. That's almost as bad as when I was at WKNY in Kingston, New York. We were selling there 35 years, and so it was 35 years in your ears.
Oh, brother.
But weather breaks out, we break in. I like that. I like that.
We'll have to use it for our slogan. What do you say, Marshall?
We'll institute it starting next winter.
Okay. Yeah, good.
Next winter. So that's when we'll institute it.
Okay, well, yeah. But in the meantime, let's hope we don't have to institute it today because, again, I'm looking back in on the radar right now, Rhode Island into eastern Connecticut, really heavy rain. And I'm just kind of wondering what that's going to do when it gets to us.
Now, there used to be a thing where when you started to get heavy precipitation, it kind of cooled down the atmosphere a little bit. Is that true?
Yeah, well, that is true, too. It's evaporational cooling. But also what's happening here, this is really not the makings of the storm that is in the Atlantic. This is the makings of the upper air low.
Okay.
Dynamically, what's happening, it forces the air to rise. As the air rises, it cools. It creates its own environment. And that's what is making this forecast very, very difficult. If this were a month earlier, this would be all snow. If it was a month earlier, this would be all snow, and we would be talking feet for everybody. So thank goodness it's a month later.
And hopefully we're not going to be talking feet for everybody.
Hopefully we're not, but that old crick weather pattern looks like it proved out again, didn't it, Marshall?
Absolutely. For those of you that Pat called this in his winter forecast from about two months ago,
October, yeah,
two and a half months ago, Pat predicted this one in his long range forecast. Well, we'll see what happens. I'll be here the rest of the day, Pat.
Yep, and I'll be here too. So you keep watching. When I put stuff in your Google Drive, you get a notice, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So if you start seeing stuff drop in your Google Drive before the normal, you know that I'm changing things.
All right. All right there, Pat. Stay
Good
busy.
Luck.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.